Bez Hashem, we're learning Tiferes Yisrael for the Maral, issue number 4. And in Rabbi Hartman's Sefer, we're going to pick up from page 7, the second paragraph on the bottom. Just to give a little review, what we've been discussing, we said there are two difficulties. Page Zion. There are two difficulties with teaching. In regards to learning, we said we make a bracha lasoik. And if you get wrong pshat, it's okay. Hashem's mekabel the pshat, loves the pshat, and go on. Fine, beautiful. We discussed that. When you teach, when you're melamed, that has to be emes. Because if you're not getting the right pshat, so then, as the Maral said, a lashon loma loy, what does he need you for? He could get the wrong pshat by himself. He doesn't need you to get the wrong pshat. The second, that's one difficulty in teaching. The second difficulty is, who's to say that this Talmud, this person, the people that are listening to the Shir, who's to say that they're going to be mekabel what the Rebbe, what the teacher is saying? Maybe they're just, they don't shtim. There are different reasons as to why not every student connects to every teacher. Endless amount of reasons. So that's the second koishi, the second difficulty. To that we now answer, how did we deal with this last week? We ended with this last week. Now, omnam. Lihinotzil mizeh. Hinotzil, to save yourself from these difficulties. Kashe yichavin maisov el Hashem yizbarach. Asher hoirish el ho'odom ha'toyr v'achochmo. Gam ato yitein loy toyrosoy. V'yadricho yisoy v'nesivus emes. Kimi itoy seitzei Torah. So what does a person have to do to protect himself from these difficulties? So he has to mechaven up here emes. Asher hoirish el ho'odom ha'toyer v'achochma. Yechaven ma'isav el Hashem Yisbarach. He's connecting. He's learning, as we said, we're not just learning anything. We're learning the Torah Kedosh. And the Maral is going to elaborate on this point.
Hoirish is lashon marasha
to inherit.
To be queeting over yours.
Asher Hoirish El Ha'odom HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's a major point he's going to be focusing on, how we have to appreciate. We spoke about last week, you know, the brachas in the morning, Bechas HaShachar. We have to appreciate the most precious gift that exists in the world. That's the Torah. That's the Mahalich, the Maral is focusing on over, and this is going to come on to the next few pages as well. This major Yusoid. And we discussed, when the person sits down, we said from Nefesh HaChayim, you'd sit down to do some tshuva first, a minute of tshuva, contemplate, think, I'm connecting to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I have a question to ask you. The first difficulty was, in teaching, was that who says you're going to say the right pshat? So, we're answering now. Well, if you're mechavin al Hashem Yisbarach, you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're saying now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yadrich o'yisoy b'nesin ha'semes. In the Sivas Emes, Hashem will direct
like
you in the correct path.
He'll take care of it.
He'll take care of it. In other words, like B'derech Shalom Reitz Leilich, Gemara Makos Daf Yoram Beis, B'Malich Noisay. You want to go? You want to teach Emes? Obviously, you have to do your preparation. You can't just say, "Okay, I want to teach Emes," and then you teach the person you don't know what you're saying. But with putting all that aside, even with all the preparation in the world, there's still room for error. So he's answering this difficulty of when you teach someone. How do you know it's going to be emes? Because you're preparing yourself beforehand, mechavin ela emes. My question to you, how does that deal with the second difficulty?
Doesn't.
The second difficulty was what? What was the second difficulty first?
It was maybe I don't understand.
Maybe we don't connect.
Pop up pecan, even if you have
the... Even though I'm saying emes, maybe we're not connecting. Maybe we're not connecting the Rebbe to the Talmud. The Talmud's not connecting. Sometimes it doesn't. Not everyone's zeich to learn from every single person. And it's not necessarily that there's any problem intrinsically. So how do we deal with that?
More objective also, or subjective, rather than also the person just might not have the, not understand or not have the kalim.
We're not discussing that chelik of it. We're talking the person that has the kalim. So I want to suggest that we take a look at number 42 on the bottom, because he does explain how this does take care of the second problem also. So we're in number 42 on the bottom, and he says like this, Tzarech bir. Ketzer ha-koishi ha-sheni, how is the second difficulty being answered? Once again, we're on page Ches, number 42 on the bottom. How is the second difficulty being answered? What is the second difficulty? So he explains in the brackets, Asher kol divrei zulosoi ein loy lerotzei, that the person is not able to connect to the Torah of the Rebbe. Yovai al pisrei. Now he's going to, he is answering this well. Omnom he'inen mevur al pi dvarim she'omru chachamim. Now he quotes in Medrash Rabbah, in Dvarim, Yud Aleph. Okay, so right in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah Dvarim, Yud Aleph, Zel Loshen. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows, Im hetiso oznecho l'toira. If you tilt your ear, you direct your ear l'toira, you make an effort to understand, to hear. Kishetovoy liftoyach v'divrei Toira. When you start and speak words of Torah, Hakol Mishaskin Lefanecho V'Shemim B'Dvarecho. Everyone will be Mishaskin, Shosak, quiet in front of you, V'Shemim Dvarecho, and hear your words. Why is that? Continues the Medrash. K'Shem She'etiso Oznecho L'Shmaya Divri Torah. Because the same way you made that effort to hear, it sounds like a midik negin midah. Because Baruch Hu now will grant others to hear from you. That's the Medrash. Let's continue now and understand what's going on with this. Now the Maral in Drush L'Shabbos Shuva says as follows: Kiloi kol adam zoicha sheyishtakul lefonov. Not everyone is zoicha. That they'll be silent in front of you, that they'll understand from you. Rak mishu bal toyer be'emes. Only a person is a bal toyer be'emes. Now, what does it mean a bal toyer be'emes? Vahainu, he explains. Shehitu oznoi le toyer. Ufona atzmoi mikol oskov le divrei toyer. What does it mean a bal toyer? Bal toyer, he's telling us here that this person, his whole focus in life is to understand Torah. You know, I just met somebody today on Shabbos. And not for the first time, I'm seeing a friend of mine. I met somebody, bumped into him. Usually don't see him on Shabbos. I usually don't see him at all. He listens to the Shiurim also. And he told me something that he said, it's never existed for him, this nisayon, this challenge in life. He said, Baruch Hashem, he's learning more than he's ever been in his whole entire life. And he sees his whole attitude is changing. It used to be, he said to me, that he's focusing on his business is Iker, and he knows in the back of his mind, he's a yid, he has to do some learning. So he learned a little here, Then he says to me, now, I feel like the Iker in my life is my learning. I don't want my business to go downhill. That's what he said to me. Isn't that unbelievable? He's a regular person walking down the street. This is the conversation he has to me. That reminds me of what we just said over here. This person is mate oizen. He's tilting his ear. His rotzen, his lave, his oizen is to understand Torah's emes. So the more a person does that, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you want more Siyat Shemaya? You're showing me you want it? I'm going to give it. Let's see further. Now, V'hayinu shehetu ozen l'toyru, upon atzmoy mikol asok l'divrei toyru, he pushed aside all of the other things in his life. That doesn't mean he's not doing anything else. It means that his ikir is toyru. V'roi sheyishtaku hakol mimenu mepnei malus toyru, malus bat toyru. Now others are going to be quiet and understand because of his Ma'ala Satayra. Lekach kasher yichavin ma'isav al Hashem Zbarach. When a person is mechavin ma'isav, when a person is focusing to connect to Hashem Baruch Hu, to learn Torah with the Ava, with appreciation, as you know, he's going to elaborate, that Hashem Baruch Hu gave us this gift of the Torah. Yiske liyoyz v'geder bal Torah shakol shamin loy. This person will merit to be the Baal Torah, Shehakol Shemin Loi. So he says we are answering that second koishi. The more the person himself puts into connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the connection is the dveikus in Hashem, and the dveikus of the appreciation. I keep on saying that because that's what we'll see in the words on top. Now he's going to continue to discuss that if a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Yisoid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Siba, the whole source of the Torah, that's why Hashem will protect him from the mistakes as well. Now let's continue now. It's clear what we just said in the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay. You see how Yisoid this is? He just answered that question. We didn't know what he's saying on top. And he just answered the question for us. Weiter brings a famous Gemara. I think it's where we ended off last week with. Perek Elud Nedarim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What does it mean the pasuk says? Mi ho isha chocham yavin ezoyis al mo over the haoretz. Why was the land during Chorban Bayis Rishon? Why was the land of Eretz so lost to us? That's the Gemara's question. Al mo over the haoretz. So, what would be the simple answer, the very simple answer to answer? Because of Gilu Raya's, Shechus Dam, and Avodah Zorah, the three cardinal affairs. Morality, bloodshed, and Avodah Zorah. Finished. But that's not what the Gemara says. That's not even the answer that will be given. Which is part of the question. Dovah Zanishla Chachamil Neviim Malachim, B'loi Pirshu. So this question, Amo of the Oretz, why was the land of Eretz Yisrael lost to Klal Yisrael during Churban Bayis Rishon, why was it lost? This was asked to who? To the Chachamim. They didn't have the answer. They didn't know. You know why they didn't know? We'll see. To the Nevi'im, they didn't have an answer. The Nevi'im didn't have an answer. Went to the next level. The Malachim. The Malachim Yeshores didn't have an answer. Continues the Gemara. Until Hashem Himself answered the question. Shnemar v'yomer Hashem al ozvam teirasi. You know why the land of Eretz was lost to us? Al ozvam teirasi. By the way, if we do the thing about the opposite now, how do you show you love the land of Eretz Yisrael? Let's just do the opposite. If we don't learn Torah, that shows that Hashem says that's reason to lose land of Eretz Yisrael. When we learn Torah, that shows we love the land of Eretz Yisrael. Let's go further. Loishamu bekoyle lahelchuba. Haynu veloishamu bekoyle haynu lahelchuba. Amar Rav, what does this mean? This is still the Gemara Nedarim. Shloi baruchu b'Torah tchila. Adkan. Okay, I believe that we saw until last week. So what is the Gemara teaching us? What's the reason al of the Aretz? Why did we lose the land of Eretz Yisrael? Because we didn't make the bracha brechas atayr before we learned.
Which of course can't be true. Because of course they made the bracha. So to figure out what that means.
Why are you saying of course they made the bracha?
There's no way.
You're saying logically, intellectually.
No way that the bias Rishon
generation
was not saying Birkas HaTorah. They were saying it, but they clearly weren't saying it.
Okay, so that will be an approach that the Maharal will be taking to some degree.
But they didn't say it. They didn't.
Okay.
It has to be, right?
I'm not going to say that has to be only pshat.
The pshat would be that they just didn't say it.
I mean,
I couldn't imagine.
The words say, right, which we have to ask because the Maharal will say later on that they did make the bracha. Okay, not to keep you hanging too long, but
right. They
did make the bracha, but they made the bracha incorrectly,
right,
which we're going to elaborate on. But then let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So if they didn't make the bracha correctly, so say they didn't make the bracha correctly, why are we saying Shaloi Baruch Hatorah Tchila?
Beautiful, beautiful step three.
Okay.
The gut punch you would have.
So I was thinking about this. If the Gemara says Shloi Baruch Hatorah Tchila, which we'll see means they didn't have the proper dveikus in Hashem, an appreciation that Hashem gave him the gift of the Torah, I want to suggest that is viewed when they didn't make the bracha properly, as if Shloim Baruch Hu Patar Tchila, as if they didn't make the bracha. In the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my suggestion, that it's viewed as if they didn't make the bracha. And that's why the Gemara uses such a lashon. The Gemara could have said they didn't make the bracha correctly. And the Mefarshim would have told us, Maribel would have told us, what was the incorrect way they made the bracha. But that's not what we're saying. We're valuing the lack of appreciation for the gift of Torah, what they had, is viewed in Hashem's eyes, and only in Hashem's eyes, so much so that no one else knew this answer. Not the Chachamim, not the Nevi'im, not the Malachim. And Hashem said, to me, it's viewed like you're not making the bracha when you're not doing it properly. Okay, let's move on.
Yep.
He says, when the bottom, on the first, in the maral, in the piece on the top, in the end of the paragraph, he says, V'dover zem in atema. I underlined that for you, right? V'dover zem in atema. He says, what's going on over here? They lost Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Shloim Baruch Hu Batar Tchila. The morale is having difficulty connecting the punishment to the siva for the chait. Why a chait like this, why should that be a punishment of losing the land of Eretz Yisrael? And he says, what do you mean? He says, he ends off the question over here. Is it not because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Shvichus Damim? Why don't we say that? That's what the problem was of Bayis Rishon. Omnam. Get into a little bit of a Lashon, Lashonus of Maral now. Listen to this. Before we read this paragraph, I'm going to ask you a rhetorical question, rhetorical more, because that's what he's going to be talking about right now. But is the carpenter the reason as to why the house is in existence? Is the carpenter, the Siba, the reason for the house? So, if you would have asked me this question, I would have said, well, I mean, someone has to build it. Mustama, you hired this contractor, the carpenter, he's the one who built it. So he's the reason for the house. Okay, on that note, let's take a look at the maral. Omnam biyur ze, ki hadavar shu siba al metzius dover acher. Someone which is the siba, the cause, the reason for something else, hu gamkin siba al kiyum metziusoi. It's also the reason why that thing continues to remain in existence. So let's repeat that.
So it's not the it's the family that the vision of the matara would be the people of the house.
I'm not going to give the answer who it is right now, but he's definitely saying it's not the nagar, not the carpenter. Why? Let's understand what this is again. Huh? Let's understand the question. It's not really a question. So it's a systemic statement first. He's telling us a fact. In order for something to be the siba, the reason why something is here, it's not just that it was built by, as he'll say in a minute, the carpenter. But when the carpenter leaves, is your Rick, are you carpenter here right now?
No.
You're happy he's not here, right? Okay.
Actually,
he's you have somebody to fix.
Great from Yin.
Okay.
From the Northeast, and I wish he was here.
Okay, but Lamaisa, the building is the house here, the structure's here,
right,
without him holding it up.
Right.
I didn't see his hands holding the building of the house when he came in here just now.
Right.
So look at the words. Don't ask me a kasha that the carpenter is the reason for the building of the house. You remove the carpenter, the house is still in existence. No, the nagar is not the reason for the house. What did he do? He put the wood together. Now, obviously, you have to thank him, you have to pay him. If after he built the house, you don't say, well, what did you do? You didn't do anything. That's not going to fly. However, he's not the siba. What did he do? He was mekari ve'etzim yachad. He put the wood together. He brought the pieces of wood together. The davar zeh hanagar poyel. Yes, he did do that. But loy etzem abayis. The abayis nasim in the nagar b'mikra. He says the nagar was more of a mikra by chance. Avo davar shu sibu be'etzem el metzius davar acher. Some which is the intrinsic reason. I'm not, by the way, if you're a little confused how that works by the nagar, we're not finished with it yet. And it is a difficult concept, at least for myself, to digest. But the point is not difficult to understand. The point is that when you remove this carpenter from the structure, the house is still standing and he's not here. The point he's bringing out here is that something which is the siba for something else has to be constantly there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish v'chol yoyin ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single millisecond is constantly giving the world existence. There is so much energy in inanimate objects that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly willing that rock to exist. Now, we walk right by that little rock, a little pebble, we would just walk, don't think about it for half a second. There's energy that's giving that rock existence, and I'm no physicist. But that's how it's working. Where's that energy coming from? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see further. Some which is the reason for something else. Even more so, he is the reason for that thing's constant existence. He is the reason why that thing is nimsa, is found, is here. It's also the reason why it's constantly in kiyum state, in why it's still around, not just it was created. Under that you saw it. Lefichach on page test. If they would have made the bracha properly, Baruch Noisin Atayil Yisrael. Thank you, Kosh Baruch Hu, for Noisin Atayil Yisrael. Vahoya Ahava Elashim Isbarach. There's this love, this ava. El Hashem is Baruch Mashiach Nosan Torah Yisrael, that He gave the Torah to Yisrael. Ki ze inyan habracha ala Torah. This is the inyan of the bracha on the Torah. Shu Yisbarach mevoyruch al ze. Ve'oyev Hashem is Baruch b'shvil ha-toiv sh'nosan lo'ya Torah. This is what we have to do. We have to makir toiv. We have to appreciate. We have this gift. You know, when a person gets something new, let's say he gets a new car. So when he closes the doors, he's careful not to park next to the car. He goes to Acme and he doesn't want to hit it. He wants to make sure his car stays in it. Whatever he gets a new couch. No shoes on the couch, right? He gets a new pen, a nice pen. It's expensive. Someone gave him a gift. Wow, look at it. As soon as he gets that first scratch on it, you think of, oh, how can I, maybe it's maybe just a little dirt. It's not a scratch. Because you appreciate, you value that gift that you have. Or it's not a gift, you paid for it. You value it. We have the Torah. We have the Torah Akdosha. Do we value this gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'oz ha-yezeh sibo gamken k'shetiyah ha-Torah miskayemes b'Yisrael. And this would have been the reason why, if we would have makir toiv, appreciate the ava, the love for the Torah, for Hashem that He gave us the Torah, shehoya Hashem yizbarach noisin belibon lishmar v'lasu l'kayim. If we would have made the bracha properly, then the proper hashpa, the proper influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we would have been zoichet to, would have been what? Lishmar v'lasos l'kayim. Then we will fulfill the Torah properly. And this is the mahalach is in goeth. The next few paragraphs is going to build on this point, where since we didn't make the bracha properly, that, even though we learned Torah, that led us to the Gimel Chamuros. We didn't have the proper protection. Afim hayu oivrim lefom mitzvah achas. He said, okay, once in a while, a person does an aveira. I mean, I'm not making light of it. However, hayu choyzrim miyad lishmor v'lasos l'kayim. Ain't tzaddik baris. Okay, we do aveiros. Let's do tshuva. We'll do better. But if it's the root, if the kli itself, if the mamish, the whole container that you come from, the source, the makar, is rotten at the root, everything else that comes from it is not going to work. V'zeh hoyo min Hashem Yisbarach asher hu sibo l'teira. V'hu gamkin sibo shlo yitzbatal. Because Baruch Hu is the sibo for the Torah, and there's a reason why it's not going to cease, why it's not going to end. And that being the case, if we're not connecting properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Torah that we learn afterwards is not going to be a Torah of Lishmar, of Velasois, of Lekayim. Daimel Ezek, Asher Agiyah Nezek, El Anof, Hayoitzim, and the Elon, similar to this, is giving a mashal. Same page. In the bottom, the last four. Daimel Ezek, Asher Hagia, Nezek. When there's damage that comes to a branch, an anach hayotzei min ilon, a branch that comes out from a tree, oz ha'ikur shememeni yotzo, the ikur, the root, the shayrish, chayzer gedulei min ha'shayrish. Right, so afterwards, what do? You prune it, you cut it off. Asher ha'yasiba legidul shalo yotzei. In other words, there's a branch that's damaged. This happens all the time. So you cut off that branch, but if the root is strong and good, it'll grow back nicely. Without the root, in kiyum ilon cloud, there's no existence for the tree at all. If I'm top of page now, if they made a bracha on the Torah tchila, mashahu yizbarach sibul Torah, connecting to the fact that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of the Torah Kadosha, you are the noisein haTorah. You're giving us chokhmas elokis, the wisdom of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Torah is. This ability to connect to you, to come to you. And they will be dovuk, veikus in Hashem, ba'ava, with love. He says that how many times he says it? That's what we have to appreciate. That's what they were lacking. They were lacking this Nosan Torah to Israel. So if they would have connected to the root of the Torah is what? Is that Kosh Baruch Hu? Then even if there had been an Avera, the Anof, right, that we just gave the Marshal, that Nimshul is now, a person doesn't have Avera, but the Iker is strong because they're connected not just to learning Torah, and it's a beautiful intellectual chas v'shalom gymnastics going on, but it's a Torah Kedosh, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why the halacha is that when the person learns Torah, b'kedushin tahara, the person is nizar not to learn Torah in a dirty place. Let's say there's a dirty diaper or whatever that these halachas, which we learn now in Hilchos Kriya Shema, you know what the reward is? The Mishmur brings us down. The reward is long life. Well, why is that the reward? Why is it long? If I'm careful, I'm nizer to learn Torah, to recite brachas, bikdusha, that is no schmutz around, halachic schmutz, I don't mean like crumbs on the floor, where you can't make a bracha, you can't learn Torah. Why is that a reward? That you have longevity. Well, let's think for a second. What is the Torah? Eitz Chayim Hi. It's the tree of life. So you're not just learning Torah. And excuse me for saying this. And having a conversation in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it seems like you've witnessed something like that in the past. Okay? Or maybe something similar to that. But there's an appreciation that this is the Torah Kedoshah. We can't learn with the schmutz over there, with the erva not clad properly over there, right? So now what are you doing? You're connecting to the Eitz Chaim. You're connecting to Eitz Chaim. You have Chaim. Because they're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the root. They weren't connecting to Hashem, but the dveikus ba'ava, and this that Hashem gave Klaus to the Torah, there wasn't a reason for the Torah to be continuing to exist in Klaus Yisrael. And that is what brought them to be over the Gimel Chamurois. So even though they learned Torah,
were they over the Gimel Chamurois mamish, or was it also a similar sidestep of it? Like, it's as if they were over the Gimel Chamurois.
No. That's Gemara Yuma Daf Tes. That's what he says very clearly.
No, I understand that.
They were over the Gimel Chamurois.
This said also says that they didn't say...
No, but they were over the Gimel Chamurois. We're not going to start making connections every time it says something, it means something else. Right? They were over. Gila Reyes, Shechazam, and the Zorah. But they also learned Torah. So how could it have been that they didn't have this protection of the Hashpas HaTorah? And the reason is because their, excuse me for saying, like the Eitz Chaim that they planted in their backyard of their Torah was in the sewer, was in the hazard, the waste pile.
Just like in the nutrients that it needs to.
It wasn't get the Kedusha nutrients, but rather it was something else. So they didn't have the protection of the Lishmar Lassois because they weren't connecting to Hashem with the Dvegas of Hashem.
Wow.
The Amru Dover Zenishol. Now he's going on, as the Maral does, whenever a Gemara says something. So the Maral is now going through on page Yud Aleph, going through the different parts of the Gemara that we just spoke about, that this question was asked to the Chachamim, this question was asked to the Nevi'im, this question was asked to the Malach Yashareis, and no one knew the answer. So he's focusing on those words just right now. For Amru Dover Zenishol, Pirush, Shegim Madrega Seim, there are three different levels. Hamadrega Achas, Himadregos Achachma. The first level is Madrega Achachma, wisdom. Now, which wisdom are we talking over here? We're talking about the Tamidei Chachamim, who lived in the generation when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Okay? That's we're saying words which it's impossible for us to be able to relate to.
Sure.
Impossible. And we're calling that the lowest of the three categories over here. HaMadrega Achas Hi Madregas HaChochma SheYesh Lo Adam B'Tachtoinim, that a person has down here in this world. MaSheYochol Adam LaHasig. Now, a person is technically capable of reaching this level of chachma, but that's still the lowest level. Madrega shniyah he madregas hanavua. She al hanaviim shehem bnei adam shehem ba'olam hazeh. These are people literally walking here in the, amongst us in this world. However, ubalem ruach hakodesh mil yoinim. But this is the ruach hakodesh that comes from the shemayim. Right, this is the original clouds. Okay. Madrega hagimol. He has saga shib el yoinim. This is mamish the hasaga, the connecting to the el yoinim. Not that the person is down here, because it's not a person, it's now a malach. There's no guf. Ki malachim heim el yoinim. They're above. Mizesh shama dovez anishol. This was asked. Ki mashe hu yizbarach sibel teira. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reason for the Torah HaKadosha. Hu yoyse el yoin. He's greater. He's above. Min madregas chacham neviim umalachim. He's greater than the chachamim, of course, the neviim, and the malachim, of course, because Hashem is above all of this. They were not able to know how the person is making the bracha, how the person is relating to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Hakadosh Baruch Hu is able to know that. Ki il elu kulam heim alulim on your base now umesoyvim. They are the reason why they are in their existence is here because of Hashem. So that gives them a deficiency. That which is above all, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since they were created, they're lacking this. So even if one is say, says the Maral, you know why of the Haaretz? I'll tell you why of the Haaretz. Because they did Averis. Shechatu. That wouldn't be an answer sufficient to answer the question of why specifically Ibud Haaretz. Why would they lose the land of Eretz Israel? Because if they did Averis, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still Mekayim HaTorah by them. And as he says in 63, the famous Medrash that's brought in Eicha, Halavai, Oisi, Ozvu, Yisayirasi, Shamaru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, laments and says, Halavai, I wish they would have left me, but they would have kept my Torah. Yisayirasi, Shamaru, which is a whole topic of in itself, what this means, because if they would have been involved in the Torah, would have brought them back to Yiddishkeit. They would have been involved in Torah, would have brought them back to Yiddishkeit. So he's saying, that would have been worked, that would have worked, if stam, they would have been chayte, did an aveir, like we said earlier. But if the root, the core, is rotten, it's like you have anything, like, say, so you have a deck, and the foundation of the deck is rotten. It's a very dangerous deck. When I first was, 18 years ago, when I first moved here looking for a house, so I was, looked at a certain house. It came with an inspector. He says, well, you know how, like, on the radio, on the news, they say a person fell off and died off a deck? This is that type of deck. Oh, that's very comforting, right? Come from New York looking for a house to buy.
Did you end up?
We didn't buy the house, no. Not because of the deck, for other reasons. But he's saying here, if the root of your connection to Torah is rotten, why would it be rotten? Because when you connect to Torah, you connect to Torah when you take the key and plug it in. That's by Birchas HaTorah. And every morning, that's when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the Lashon in the bottom over here in the Maral, a different place, he says, this bracha, lizar bebracha zois ma'oid ma'oid. Lekach ha'odim tzorech lizar bebracha zu ma'oid ma'oid. It's at the bottom of 55 over there. It brings a whole Maral over there. Because this is the root of everything. This is the source that will keep a person on track. Yes, a person will do an aveira, but a luchu will come back. But if the root is rotten, then there's no proper hashva. So the question was asked, what is this rotten that we're talking about over here? So what that's rotten is that this person is not learning Torah, is not connecting to Hashem as the noisy in that Torah. He's not appreciating the gift of the Torah. He doesn't have the Ava El Hashem. And like you said earlier, much love on earth, put the foot in the mouth, right? And then you, like, you wonder, did he make a bracha? I don't know. I must have made a bracha, right? I don't eat without brachas. There's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no appreciation of what he has in front of him. So when a person doesn't appreciate this greatest gift that Hashem has given us, what is this greatest gift? That's a Torah HaKadosh. So the proper hashpa that would technically normally come along with it when one does connect properly, it's not going to be there. Let me just give a mashal. I don't know if it's a good mashal for this generation, but it used to be in the old days when the dinosaurs were just extinct. You had sometimes an antenna like, you know, maybe on the car or something like that. And sometimes, if the radio was, like, let's say, not coming in clearly,
right,
you had to, like, fix it, maneuver it a little here and there, right?
The rabbit ears on the TV.
Yeah, right. All this. So it's coming a little, or let's talk more maybe for our generation. You're on the phone with somebody and you say, hello, I don't hear you. I just had it last week. I had 4 bars, by the way, so I felt like it's not my fault. 4 out of 5. He says, I don't hear you well. So I looked at my phone. I had 4 out of 5 bars. It's like I wasn't ready to start walking around to a different room in the house.
Right.
That's how we always do, right? And you go outside because that's So he said, oh, it must be me. The truth is, even if you have 4 bars, sometimes he has 4 and you have 5. You still can't hear each other because for whatever reason, it's not working.
Right.
If you're not connecting to the root of the energy source properly, the reception is not going well. They weren't connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the correct way. We mentioned, I think last time, of this reality that existed that, for the most part, I don't believe exists like this anymore in this generation, where people would smoke a cigar or whatever they do on Mechal Shabbos, on Shabbos, while they learn the Black Gemara. Who knows who's going to do that today? I'm saying, person that smoked a cigar on Shabbos, but he doesn't know what a Black Gemara is. Different generation, different Yetzirah. That wasn't such a long time ago. Go back 120 years with Maskilim and some of the graduates of Elazhin. They knew how to learn. but they weren't connecting the Torah Kedusha, so it didn't have the pu'ula, it didn't have the power to protect them.
Interesting.
So let's go. Just go back and read these words again. Ki af im hayu noisim asiba shavda the aretz v'shil shachatu lo yhayu zesiba leibu the aretz on top of your base, in the right column. Ki im chatu hayu Hashem zbarach mekayim the Torah behem. Hashem, even if they would have done an aver, because Baruch Hu was still mekayim the Torah. What does it mean mekayim the Torah? Mekayim the Torah behem means that what comes along with the limud haTorah is that. Like the Gemara in Saita says that when you learn Torah, Torah has a protection. That even when you don't learn Torah, Torah protects you. But this was not protecting them not to be chayte, because they were learning a Torah really. Why? Shalach barcha b'Torah tchila. They didn't make the bracha on Torah first. It says further, Rakasiba hayu shalach barcha b'Torah tchila, obazeh. Balahem ibud ha'aretz, and that's why there was ibud ha'aretz. The land was lost to them. You hear the connection, right? Because since they didn't make the bracha proper, which is the next paragraph, what that means, which we'll probably pick up next week, Mitzvah Hashem, what that means, they didn't make the bracha properly, so they didn't have the protection to protect them of not doing this averus. I mean, they did averus. But had they would have learned properly with the proper connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they would have had the proper Lishma Lasu Zakayim. That's what he said earlier. If they would have been properly connected to Hashem with the proper reception, with the proper antennas, and this that Hashem is Nosan Toiro, was the fourth, fifth time he said this, right? That Hashem would have been with them in this that he was Nosan Toiro to them. He says in the bottom, because al yidei haTorah yish lo adam chibur in 64 chibur im Hashem Yisbarach. And look what he says further over there. Lekach miad achar haTorah, after in Parshas Yisrael, what do you have next? Parshas Mishpatim, tziva al haMishkan, Parshas Truma. After Mishpatim, you have Parshas Truma. Lemek ki oz ruuyim shetiyashchine beinehem. You hear this? Why is Truma right after? After you have the halachas? Because now you're zoiche to have the Shechina with you. It's like the mini Beis HaMikdash, the Mishka. That's why Truma is right after Mishpatim. Chumash Haya back on top. Chumash Haya hu yizbarach ha-sibu l'mitziyus ha-toyer behem. Hu haya gam kein sibu l'kim ha-toyer behem. And that's going back to now, that the example, the mashal, which we're not going to focus on now, of the nagar, of the carpenter, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not just the reason why they are in existence, were created, but the reason why they are constantly in existence. Let's read those words again. Hashem is the reason why they have the Torah. He's also the reason why the Torah is remaining by them. And the land should not be lost to them. But now that they were not mevarach b'toyer tchila, and this is the cause. You hear this? This is the goyrim, the cause of the haaretz, that the land of Eretz was lost to Klal Yisrael. The next piece, which we'll pick up next time, which we'll be discussing, what does it mean, which we spoke about a little tonight.